Recorded Books presents A Dog-Friendly Town by Josephine Cameron. Narrated by Christopher Gebauer. Wednesday, 1:30 a.m. The crime. Madeline Devine's scream was loud enough to wake my younger brother, Rondo. And that's saying something. I've tried every trick in the book, flicking his ear, shaking his bunk, dripping cold water on his face, and I've never seen Rondo get out of bed that fast. For a fourth grader, my brother attracts trouble on a professional level. I'm sure Madeline's scream triggered his curiosity and sucked him out of bed with the force field of a rare earth magnet, which meant I was going to have to do the responsible older brother thing and find a way to drag him back. With all five rooms of the Perro del Mar bed and breakfast occupied, a celebrity in room three, and now one of our guests having a meltdown in the middle of the night, the last thing Mom and Dad needed was Rondo, roaming the halls like a magnetized electron on the loose. I pulled the warm blankets up to my chin and calculated how long I could wait for him to come back on his own. Maybe he was in the bathroom. I could close my eyes for another 90 seconds at least. I'd barely let them shut when my sister, Elvis, rolled out of the bottom bunk, padded across the room, and aimed her morning breath straight into my nostrils.
"Epic, are you awake? Is this a dream?"
I kept my eyes closed and wished we were stuck in one of my sister's legendary nightmares. But Madeline was still screaming, and the barking dogs and slamming doors in the guest wing were a dead giveaway that this was real life. Elvis's nightmares are usually set underwater or on some alien planet, never at home at the Perro del Mar.
"This is exactly like an episode of Bentley Knows," she shook my shoulder. "If there's a crime happening right now, I bet Sir Bentley will solve it. Wouldn't that be exciting? We should go downstairs so we can watch. Do you think? Or should we wait? How long does detectiving take? Epic, are you dead?"
My sister was breathing fast and talking nonsense. She was probably still half asleep. I held up two fingers. The Sunny Day Academy signaled to take a deep breath and chill out. "There's no crime, El. Give me a minute," I said. "I'm waiting for Rondo. 30 more seconds. I forced my own breath to slow and tried not to focus on worst-case scenarios. A guest screaming in the middle of the night didn't have to mean murder. It could be a spider in one of their beds, or a stubbed toe. Suddenly, the scream stopped. It sounded like the barking was moving downstairs. Elvis started with the fast breathing again.
"Why are we waiting for Rondo? Where is he? On Bentley Knows?"
I put my feet on the floor. "Come on. You've never even seen a full episode of that show." I handed her a pair of sandals, grabbed the pocket flashlight I'd made out of old Christmas lights, and pulled my messenger bag over my shoulder. We tried Mom and Dad's room first, but no one was there, so we headed for the stairs. Near the front entrance of the Perro del Mar, there's a wide, brightly lit staircase in the lobby. It has a banister Mom made from scratch out of antique iron fence posts, and an upcycled champagne bottle chandelier hangs overhead. But in the back of the house, the section where none of the guests ever go, the family stairwell is narrow and dark. A dim bulb at the bottom lets off a ghostly glow, and one of the steps has such a bad creak, Elvis won't touch it. Ever.
"Don't step on the ghost stair," she whispered,
grabbing my hand in a death grip as she stepped over the board that always creaked. Even though her thumb was still soggy and wet from sucking it all night, I managed to hold on and not gag. "Don't worry, El," I said. "Deep breaths. Everything's going to be okay." I tried to say it like I knew it was true. And when we got to the lobby, things were strangely calm. I don't know what I expected, but aside from the fact that all the guests were in their pajamas, life at the Perro del Mar seemed almost normal. The lights were on, and Dad was grinding coffee in the kitchen. Guests were scattered around the lobby, lounging on the furniture.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?